Program does not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of WFMD.
It's Success Happens on 930 WFMD, a discussion with leaders who share their pathways to success. Success Happens with your host, Jen Charlton.
Good morning and welcome to Success Happens. It's so great to have you all here, and I am, you know, What a neat day this is going to be. First of all, I'm going to have somebody with me who is become a good friend and somebody I really admire in the work that she does. So really excited for you guys to hear her success story. But I want to start with something that I think is important for us to recognize. And you all, if you don't follow me on Facebook, you might want to. But one of the things that I just posted about this morning is the fact that there have been some vetoes in Annapolis, and one of those is about education. And I am a huge believer in education, and I wouldn't be doing the things that I'm doing today if I hadn't stopped and taken an assessment and invested in myself so that I could be doing now what I'm doing and making the difference that I'm making. So this notion that, and one of the bills that they overrode the governor's veto on education so that now aliens are able to get free education through the community college system, which I have benefited from. I'm a huge believer in, and I know my guest today has, so she may have something to say about that. But, you know, the fact that we have to invest in ourselves is so important. And if we don't see the value of our own education, here it is. Ready? Why should somebody else? So, you know, and one of the things I've been back and forth with one of my gals on Facebook who doesn't necessarily agree with me politically, but she's gracious and lovely, and that's Andrea Walker, and we both work in human services, and we know that education is an access to getting out of poverty. We know that. None of us dispute that. But, the one thing I'll say is entitlement is not empowerment. When I graduated from high school, I didn't have the same respect for myself that I did when I graduated from college, because I knew it took every bit of grit I had to put myself through school and to pay for it. So I really encourage us to reevaluate something. And, you know, when you look at the fiscal cost, one of the comments was, well, the cost of human services is high. Yes, it is. It's very expensive to take care of people when they need it. It's very expensive. And many times it's very appropriate. But for people who are able-bodied, there's so many options, like the dollar apprenticeship program. You've got the workforce development programs that are out there. You've got DHS does PA2E is how we refer to it, which is a positive entrepreneurship program, which is helping people start their own businesses. So it's not always that somebody has to get a college education in order for their life to work. That notion is nonsense. And there's so many opportunities for people to go into trade, skilled labor, where they can make a great living and, frankly, provide great services. You know, finding a great plumber these days takes something. So, you know, I encourage us to really reevaluate this, and I'm sorry that happened in Annapolis, because I think it's not only not good for the taxpayers from the standpoint of we're going to incur the cost, but it's really not good for those individuals who don't find their own strength within to pursue their education and know that they're worth it. So that being said, that commentary has nothing to do with my next guest, who may or may not agree with me, but that is Melissa Lenson. She is the CEO of MJAC Designs, and she does tremendous, tremendous branding and marketing work across the state and around the country, really. So welcome to Success Happens.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, my gosh. It's so great to have you with us. And I have grown to really love you, and as a friend and a confidant and somebody I can I really admire. I think your story is interesting, and, you know, it's always a little bit, you know, how much do we share about all that we've gone through, you know, what I call the bumps and bruises along the way to success, mm-hmm. because it doesn't just happen. It really must, we must make it happen. So kind of in keeping with my opening statement, but, yeah. Right, what would you say got you started? I mean, when you go back and you look at all that it took for you to overcome, the stuff that you had to overcome,
mm-hmm.
What would you say was the thing that put you, like, if life's a yellow brick road and you took that first step?
Well, I don't think it was yellow when I took the first step, honestly.
Right. What color was it? Black.
Yeah, danger.
Danger, Will Robbins. Yeah.
I always had, I had a unique story, I believe. I always had a dream and a vision since I was a kid, and I had great faith in following that dream and vision. I didn't understand what it was, and at the time there were no computers, so that tells you how old I am.
But well preserved, I might add.
Oh, thank you. It's a good thing you guys can't see us right now.
Right. We'll get into the whole Zumba conversation later, but anyway. So when you say you had a vision, so many times I think a lot of us have dreams, and mm-hmm. then we lose track of them or we let go of them.
Yes.
But you never did.
Well, of course, along the way with the bumps and bruises, you know, things happen and you take detours in life. But I've been blessed with having that yearning and that burning in my belly that kept bringing me back. And I thank God for that. And I'm very happy, obviously, today that I followed that intuition. So I grew up in not a normal household. And I don't know if you wanted me to go down this path, but I grew up with domestic violence, severe domestic violence and alcoholism. My parents divorced when I was six, and so my mom struggled as a single mother to raise me and married additional times. And it was a difficult childhood. I guess back in the day, I thought it was normal.
Yeah, you don't know anything else.
Right. I mean, it was tough. I've seen her almost killed twice, literally, in front of me. And we did what we could to literally stay alive and keep on going. And it was interesting in that journey that I always had this vision. And I don't know if it was as clear as I think I remember, but I knew that I wanted to be in business, help people, and be creative.
And all of which you do today.
Yes.
You really do. That is your, I would, you know, it's very moving, actually. You have fulfilled on your maybe God's promise.
Yes.
That's very powerful.
It is.
Yeah. So when you know, I'm sure people listening, you know, we've all had our stuff. You know, when I say this over and over again, you just don't know what people have dealt with or are dealing with.
Yes.
And what happens in our past really sometimes resurrects itself in our present and even in our future coming at us, you know. And how did you learn to trust after going up? Because so much in business is not only trusting ourselves, mm-hmm. but it's trusting others. So how did you navigate that?
I would say my background in growing up was a true blessing because it made me a fighter. And, you know, deciding I was going to start the business, I had no idea how I was going to do it. I had no money. I had no support. I don't really have any family. I don't have any children. I just had really good friends, and they encouraged me to follow. And I just...
They saw something in you.
They did. And I had mentors. So mentors...
You want to talk about a couple of those special mentors you've shared with me?
I would like to say that I had mentors from state government. I worked with the Ehrlich administration. They believed in business. And they actually encouraged me. They asked me to come in and start a marketing team for the state of Maryland, which I was a little hesitant about because creative marketing doesn't really go with state government.
Oh, yeah. It's the antithesis, really. If something's creative, it's not institutional or something. It's really weird.
Yeah. So I said, well, okay, you know, I'll try. And they said, if anybody can do it, we know you can. So it was a great lesson, a great learning. I was in trouble frequently. I was called up to the secretary's office at least.
Now I know why we get along so well. Rogue. We went rogue.
And they were like, Melissa, what are you doing? I was like, well, that's what you told me to do. And they were like, well, just kind of do it and stay out of trouble.
Or stay in your, now they say stay in your lane. Back then they stay out of trouble. Now it's stay in your lane. Yeah. That's so funny. Well, would you say, so you've been in business for how long? 23 years or something, right? 25?
It's 19.
Okay.
I incorporated in 2003, but I started in a bedroom of a home in 2001.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Yes. So when you think back on all of that, how did you grow the business? See, I think one of the challenges is for entrepreneurs is we have talents.
Yes.
We have dreams. We have abilities. We may have good products and services and so forth, but how do we get past ourselves? Because we're a solo practitioner until we have the guts and glory to hire. So how do you think you navigated that? How did you manage?
Going back to saying my past was a blessing and I was a fighter, I did have mentors, business mentors, that said, after they got to know me, as a personal individual, you know, with a kind heart and trying to help people, I tell everybody I'm the one that saves stink bugs. Literally, I saved one in Common Market yesterday.
I do too.
But they said that I was naive and foolish and stupid and I would never make it. And I thought to myself, you know, I am so glad that you said that because I'm going to do everything I can to prove you wrong.
Isn't that great?
And so, oddly enough, they were really a big part of why I'm here today.
The naysayers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting. I realized probably late in life, I call myself a late bloomer, I realized that my whole life is really about making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got clear, that's really why I do the show. Because whatever you say that might trigger in somebody the opportunity to now move forward on something that they were stuck in.
Yes.
Is that us making a difference.
And right.
And I think that this notion that it, and I was thinking about this today as I was getting ready for our show. We have this idea, going back to the education thing,
Yes. Okay,
in government, that government should provide. Government doesn't provide. We don't do that. That's not, I mean, What provides are people. You know, people provide. So, you know, even great state government employees that I have the pleasure of working with and have worked with, they're the provider. A great state employee is the one that's making the difference.
Yes, absolutely.
The government policy keeps them in their lane, but
sometimes
it's that human being. Sometimes, right? They can only wish. But we're going to take a quick break,
Okay. And
we're listening to Success Happens on Free Talk 930 WFMD with Melissa Lentz. We'll be right back.
Feed your sweet tooth. Check out Randy's Candies for all your favorite old-time candies you recall from your childhood. Visit any of Randy Bartlett's old-time candy stores at the Hancock Antique Mall, Rocky Ridge Collectibles, Emmitsburg Antique Mall,
the Berkeley Springs Flea Market in downtown Berkeley Springs, West Virginia,
Saturday Fairgrounds Farmers Market, or you can go to www.randyscandies.com to special order your old-time favorites. That's www.randyscandies.com.
Sweeties on the Creek has spring fever. Stop by during Fire and Ice on the Creek to enjoy your favorite flavor of ice cream, sorbet, or frozen yogurt. Or try our creamy shakes and sundaes with a great cup of coffee. Sweeties on the Creek, just up from Market Street. We're scooping now.
I have with me today Nora with Eternal Lash in Rockville and Nora Cosmetics. Nora, tell us why your products are so wonderful.
My products are made from scratch.
Why is it a great quality?
It's oil-free, it's fragrance-free, and it's paraben-free. Purchase my product, go to Amazon or my Facebook, Nora Cindy. Nora Cosmetics, makeup for individual women.
Keeping it local and aiming straight for your ear. The Talk of Mid-Maryland, 930 WFMD.
Welcome back to Success Happens. This is Jennifer Charlton. I have with me today Melissa Lentz. And Melissa is just a tremendous marketing and branding person who has a great vision, not only for her own life, but for her clients. And we were talking before the break about state employees. I really want to give another shout out to people who work in government at all levels of government are in many, many cases heroes. I mean, they're the ones who are fielding the questions, helping the business owners navigate. Recently had a question for the comptroller's office, and the woman who helped me was fabulous. So I think that it's important for us to really appreciate them, because I think they're underappreciated in a lot of ways.
Yes.
And sometimes even given a bad name or bad rap. But back to you. So when we look at this idea of marketing, what do you think you bring through MJAC Designs that defines you as distinct from others? I mean, there's a lot of marketing companies.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So why are you guys, because I'm looking at a portfolio here that you guys can't see that is gorgeous of all of her work in various industries with different kinds of clients. So why do you think you have that? What is your edge?
We put people first. That has been our tagline and our mission from day one. Also why, I was told that I was foolish because I didn't put money first.
Mm.
And that was pretty significant, because when I, was encouraged actually to leave my job at state government because, they saw potential in me, and said, you know, you need to go out on your own and do your own because you made such a difference in the marketing. For us, we know that you can go further. And I literally left with probably about $2,000, a computer, and I was renting a room from somebody that I didn't know in downtown Baltimore. And I just ate canned soup and just went for it. So I figured if I put myself through that, not knowing what tomorrow would bring, I didn't want to do it for the money. It was not important to me. Doing it for the people was important, and that's what has defined MJAC and continues to. It's about the people.
Wonderful. So let's fast forward to give the contrast.
Okay.
So today.
Yes.
Tell us about your business.
So we are a North American business. We are a core supplier for a global Fortune 500 company. And we do work with other businesses. But because I didn't focus on the money, I allowed, I guess, universe or people to come to us that needed our help. And it ended up being healthcare, education, and transportation. And back in the day, those were not the quote-unquote sexy industries. But I focused on those because of the people. And so today I have just under 30 employees across the country from California to New York. I get text messages from them daily. I feel I'm responsible for their families, and they are why we are still in business. They're amazing.
And they've been with you for a while.
Yes, yes, many years.
Because they know that you put them first.
Yes. Hopefully that's why they're still with me.
That's really cool. Yeah. You put them and your clients first, right?
Yes.
So one of the major campaigns that you did was Frederick Memorial Hospital System.
Local, yes.
Local.
Yes.
Can you tell people about that project? Because that's something many of us are familiar with.
Yes, this was the rebranding. It was 6-7 years ago. I was called...
The Big F.
Which used to be the Angel. Frederick Memorial Hospital called, and they asked me to come in and talk to them. They wanted to transition their brand, and they were looking for someone with a different perspective. And I always, when I have the initial meeting, I'm pretty upfront and honest and tell clients how I feel and what I think. Sometimes it's not always the thing that they want to hear, but I'm honest. And I left there and thought, gosh, I hope I hear from them.
That's funny.
And I did. And we were blessed to be able to be the marketing firm to rebrand the hospital. And I'll tell you, every time I drive by, it warms my heart, really.
It's a sense of pride. It really is.
Yes.
And what, when you talk about putting people first, you know, what better way to do so but through the medical system and the hospital system? So,
absolutely.
Wow, to see how they've grown, you know, part of that, you know, obviously is the operational side that matches what you've given them in terms of the visibility side, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
It's got to work together, hand in glove. And, you know, when you look at their oncology center and the restructuring of even the healthcare delivery, it's quite impressive what I think they've accomplished. And by the way, they've managed to do so without being merged into Johns Hopkins or University of Maryland or some other system. So as an independent hospital system, I think it's pretty cool. So what's another project that you – let's talk about something you did for Baltimore. There was a project that you did in transportation
Yes. That
you're currently working in. Tell people about the importance of that, because I think this idea of customer service, I'm such a big believer in it, and we have to check in to see how are we doing with our customer service. So
absolutely. So we – thank you. We started the Charm City Circulator bus system in Baltimore. It was the first fully hybrid bus system in the nation, and that's how I met my prime vendor, client that we work for. I spent about 2 years getting certified, woman-owned, minority-certified in the state of Maryland and then Baltimore City, and that's definitely given us an advantage. I always say that if somebody interviews, you know, three marketing firms, usually we'll get an opportunity being a woman-owned minority business. And then once they see our talents and capabilities, it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. Isn't that great? That's
yeah.
So great.
So we met them in Baltimore, Veolia Transportation, now they're TransDev, and they hired us to be the marketing arm for this project, and we ended up literally doing a campaign, a PR campaign, and named the system, you know, included everybody in the city and outside of the city who had interest in possibly relocating in Baltimore. We just wanted to involve as many people as possible, so they felt like that they
had. This was the Charm City
Circulator.
Circulator.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
now you're also doing a project, and we're coming up on a break, so I just want to kind of give people an idea of the next the project you're doing with the customer service. Could you talk a little bit about how you're doing that?
Yes.
And why that matters?
So when the economy kind of
tanked.
Thank you. I wasn't sure if that was okay to say.
Bottomed out. Fell off a cliff.
In 2007, 2008, my company grew from 1 to 13 employees, and I didn't even realize what was going on. But to fast forward after the big campaign and the launch, we realized that companies weren't putting their money in advertising as much. It was more about the customer service, and if you had good customer service, that's what was going to, you know, keep you in business and bring more contracts and projects.
And weather the storm, really.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So we started focusing on that more than doing logos and branding. That became our expertise. Yes.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Success Happens with Jennifer Charlton. I have with me today CEO of MJAC Designs, Melissa Lentz. And we're going to take a break for news and weather. We'll be right back on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com.
Welcome back to Success Happens. This is Jennifer Charlton. I have with me today Melissa Lentz, who is the CEO of MJAC Designs, a very well-regarded marketing and branding company based here in the Mid-Atlantic, we'll call it. So it's not limited even to Frederick and Baltimore. You cover Virginia and the D.C. markets and all of that. So let's just see. So when we were talking before the break about customer service, one of the things that I think is important is that we check in. We have to ask our customers.
Absolutely. Yes.
What do you think? How are we doing?
Right.
How do you do that? How do you recommend? And I want to give people an opportunity to call in and ask Melissa a question. You've got an expert here. You can get some advice. 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Or if you're feeling a little shy, you're welcome to text a question or comment to our the same number, 301-694-9363. Okay, so how do you recommend people check in?
Well, what we did specifically, we were asked to create a corporate, help create a corporate program, and it consists of guidelines. I go out to particular jurisdictions, cities, states, wherever the service is specifically for you. And I go out to the communities. I spend some time there. I get to know the people, which is awesome.
I would say that would be fun. Yeah.
I love it. I love traveling by myself and just going and just going out talking to people and get to know them. And then I hire, and they go into the systems and the services and they experience, their schedules. There's, you know, times of day, days of the week. So they're paid jobs through MJAC and they go out and they, survey the transportation systems and they come back. It's a pretty extensive questionnaire and database and we do monthly reporting. So it enables, our clients to see, you know, what their operation really does look like. You know, they're in an office or they could be out on the road, but they're not seeing the day-to-day interaction with customers, and it's critical. It's a critical piece. So
with the idea of, you know, we talk about experiential marketing today.
Yes.
People really experiencing not only the value of the services.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you walk into, for example, Sweeties on the Greek, and you come in, and people make you feel welcome, and it's fun, and, you know, that's the experience of it.
Right.
So, but you're testing that experience. You're saying, what was your experience like after the fact? Is that correct?
Yes. So, and we do it, they're scheduled. So we do it, like I said, different days of the week, different hours of the day, different employees, different, you know, times of the month. You know, it's people, and people are human. And we could have a good day or a not so good day. And so we want to make sure that when we go in and do the surveying, that it's a well-rounded, well-balanced way. So at the end of the month when we report, it's well-balanced information. And it shows, you know, things that are going well and things that can be improved on. And that data is critical into helping the customer service. And, you know, bettering the services in the system, you know, stuff that a general manager or an operations manager or the owner is not going to see, you know, no matter how much they're out in the field.
Yeah, because people are going to react to them as the owner.
Exactly.
So they get, you know, the best foot forward thing.
Yes.
Well, and I think even when we survey our customers, mm-hmm. which is important, that's different. Because as a survey, sometimes people, one, they have trouble remembering or they may not respond, so the response rates are really low.
Mm-hmm.
But this idea that you're putting in a tester to test the system, if you will,
right,
to see how the system and the people are working, that's really fascinating. Now, how would you recommend that to a company, let's say, that provides services? Maybe it's a vendor who has an HVAC company or a plumbing company or a, you know, McDonald's. How do you test those services?
Well, I mean, to your point, you can do surveys, and I think we're all getting bombarded with surveys now. No matter what you do, you know, they're saying, can you stay
Survey Monkey changed our world, if
yeah,
you know it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like you say, it doesn't always give the best, honest data. I know when I fill them out, I tend to go high because that's my personality. I don't want, you know, somebody to be offended unless, you know, I really have something to say. So these people that actually go out, you know, quote unquote undercover, I teach them how to go out and blend in with the scenery. You know, so an HVAC company, it could be, you know, somebody at home that is truly just a surveyor, you know, call the company to the home and have them do the service and then, you know, report back, you know, based on specific things that the company wants to know how they're performing it.
So is this what is called personal shopper?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So it's that, and it became a thing. I mean, it really became a thing where,
yes.
Yeah, but there aren't a lot of companies doing it, I don't think.
Well, it's interesting because when we started this, it was unique. There were some transportation businesses that were doing it, but it was very unique. We've been doing it for many years, and now if you say customer shopping or mystery shopping, people are like, oh, it's a scam, you know, and I'm sure that there are, along with other, you know, things out there, people that are not doing it honestly. But this specific program that we've helped create is a corporate program, and it's monitored, and it's very well done, and it gives some of our reports are 500-600 pages a month. That can show an in-depth experience of somebody, you know, that a general manager or an owner can go and see specifically that day at that time what happened, you know, and if there was something that maybe an accident or something, you know, serious, there's information there to show. And on the opposite side, putting the people first, it makes me feel really good that we can highlight employees that are out there doing amazing things that people don't see.
They don't get it acknowledged.
Exactly. No. And I just, you know, I get chills even talking about it, because there are some amazing things that we experience and see that we, you know, highlight and elevate. And, you know, people should, you know, should get credit for that for sure.
Well, so. And I think this idea of mystery shopper, it does have sort of a negative connotation to it.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you, I could see this as valuable in a hospital, you know, I come in, I've broken my leg. What's it like, you know, and I get a lot of surveys and I try to respond, but frankly, I'm busy. Right. So
mm-hmm.
They don't get a lot of survey responses from me, anyone, But I try to also say good things, to your point. You know, if somebody's done a nice job, I recently acknowledged somebody who did just went above and beyond when I had my leg x-rayed, and she was terrific with me, and I said so. You know, they sent me a survey. And so, you know, it's nice to give that kudos when you can. But to your point, a lot of people go unacknowledged, and I think it makes a big difference for employees to feel great about where they work.
Absolutely.
If they know that they're appreciated.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So what other industries could you see this as valuable, or have you thought about, wow, we should be doing it? Are there, give away your trade secrets, but
yeah.
You know, is there other applications other than transportation where you think there's real value and opportunity?
I would say any company or industry that wants to improve their customer service, there's an opportunity. No question.
Yeah, really great.
All.
That's really great. Well, if people wanted to reach out to you, how would they solicit you for services or support or get ideas? And, you know, it sounds to me like if you're working with a hospital,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a small business owner, I think, ooh, she's expensive.
Yeah.
So you're working with big corporations. How do people who are in the smaller business, you know, setting solicit and, you know, secure your services?
I have kept my hourly rate very reasonable, because again, I don't focus on the money. Now I do have to pay the bills and make payroll and all that good stuff. And I actually do a lot of pro bono work specifically in our area. When I see somebody that needs help, I'm more than happy to do what I can. But at any time, people can go to our website, mjachdesigns.com, and it's spelled mjachdesigns.com, which is another story in itself. But there's a form there that they could send in, and it'll go right to my inbox.
Kind of share what they're trying to do and see if you can help them.
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, when we come back, I want to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about your philanthropic work, because you've made an amazing difference for a lot of folks. So you're listening to Success Happens. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Sweeties on the Creek. Please go to Fire and Ice tonight. It's going to be wonderful. Hopefully the weather holds out, but it'll be a buzzing time in the town tonight. And then also thank you to Randy's Candies for supporting the show, and we'll be right back.
Age your sweet. sweet tooth. Check out Randy's Candies for all your favorite old-time candies you recall from your childhood. Visit any of Randy Bartlett's old-time candy stores at the Hancock Antique Mall, Rocky Ridge Collectibles, Emmitsburg Antique Mall,
the Berkeley Springs Flea Market in downtown Berkeley Springs, West Virginia,
Saturday Fairgrounds Farmers Market, or you can go to www.randyscandies.com to special order your old-time favorites. That's www.randyscandies.com.
Sweeties on the Creek has spring fever. Stop by during Fire and Ice on the Creek to enjoy your favorite flavor of ice cream, sorbet, or frozen yogurt. Or try our creamy shakes and sundaes with a great cup of coffee. Sweeties on the Creek, just up from Market Street. We're scooping now.
I have with me today Nora with Eternal Lash in Rockville, and you have an upcoming event you'd like to share with people.
Yes, I would, definitely. So join me February 8th. At 5 p.m. for makeup and lash event at Eternal Lash. To book the appointment, you can call 240-242-4321. Date will be on February 8th. It's a Saturday. And the number is 240-242-4321. Look forward to seeing you there.
It's all about your car. Call in with questions to Dave Serio beginning in less than 30 minutes right here on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back to Success Happens. This is Jennifer Charlton, and I have with me today Melissa Lentz, who is the CEO of MJAC Designs. And really amazing work as I look through your portfolio and all the different things that you've done. And you know, one of the things that I think, again, we share philosophical ideas is that I believe that we have to give back. You know, we're given so much.
Mm-hmm.
We're blessed in so many ways. You were given great opportunities and people who really believed in you and encouraged you, and here you are, a real success. And then there's an opportunity to give back.
Absolutely.
And you do that. You do that every day. Why don't you talk about woman-to-woman mentoring, which is something close to my heart because I was involved with the organization when we launched it. You're a mentor.
I am, yes.
And I met your mentee. She's lovely.
Isn't she amazing?
She is.
I call her my mini-me.
She really is.
Yeah.
And she actually came to work for you because she really is. She's into graphic arts and all that, right?
Yes, yes.
So she is your mini-me.
Yeah, she's the first of her family to graduate from college.
That's so fabulous.
Yeah.
And how long have you been mentoring her?
I think we've been together for 7 months. Yeah, time is flying.
And does it seem longer, like you've known her for a longer time?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And honestly, she mentors me.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
She was a blessing in your life as well.
Yes, for sure.
And, you know, the woman-to-woman mentoring program, for those people who aren't aware, is it started with the community college, actually, in the adult services. When we were commissioners, we launched that program, and now it's on its own. It's its own 501c3. And at some point, we'll have the Tanya in to talk about the program. But what would you say in terms of the opportunity to mentor someone? Because I think everybody should do it, right? Especially if you are blessed to have the success that you have, you might as well spread the wealth and give it away. How do you describe the experience of mentoring?
I told Tanya at Women to Women Mentoring when they first interviewed me as a mentor and a board member. I'm going to try not to get emotional here, but I physically probably would not be alive today if it wasn't for my mentors, specifically the female mentors, just because they had the compassion and understanding that I needed at the time of my life going through what I had shared earlier. So I'm here because of them, there's no doubt, and I want to give that back as much as possible. So I have my mentee through Women with another mentee who's a daughter of a friend of mine that I've been mentoring. And I'm also working with the students at Frederick Community College, giving back to them. They call me a professor, which makes me laugh. But I'm teaching.
What are you the professor of? Let's to share.
A health and fitness class.
That's so great. I love it.
But it is accredited class, and
sure.
it's interesting that, you know, kind of talking about the community colleges in the beginning of the show, working with the students and where they come from, and a lot of them don't have that stable family life, which I'm finding is they're there, they need help and support, and so through the class I feel that I'm helping to mentor and guide them as well.
I think of community college as a transition, but an opportunity to in some ways perhaps find ourselves before we put the pressure of a four-year college on us.
Yes.
And I know when I went to college at University of Maryland College Park back in 1980, showing my age, I said to my dad, I don't really want to go to college. And he said to me, no, you have to go to college. You have to go to college to be around people who go to college. I thought, okay, but I really don't want, I was not ready. The truth was, I was not ready.
Yes.
But back then, community college didn't have, I don't think, the positive brand that it has today.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think a lot of the students still aren't ready, and they're there because they know that they should be, need to be, and they're finding their way. In the health and fitness class, you know, we just talk about, you know, did you eat today? Did you have breakfast? Did you get a good night's sleep? Have you had water? What are you doing for yourself? And, you know, and we could ask that, you know, as adults as well, and we probably should do that.
Of our friends, I mean, for the most part. I mean, I think about, you know, we were just saying, you know, I sleep 5-6 hours a night just because I can't sleep more than that. But when we, you know, this whole community college thing, I really think it is, it's an amazing institution. Huge shout out to Frederick Community College and some of the others in the area that are listening, Montgomery College. I did take some classes there as well. And these campuses provide great value and a connection for people that might otherwise not have a connection to people who have dreams,
absolutely.
And want to go somewhere. And we may not know right now what it is,
right?
But it's important to make sure that we're in an environment where we can be nurtured.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Really great. So one of the things I love about Melissa is you really are committed to health and fitness.
Yes.
You take great care of yourself. You look fabulous. And so you are a Zumba instructor.
Yes. And
why
I'm going to be at FMH today doing a Zumbathon.
Oh, my gosh, how fun.
Yeah.
And what time is that?
It's 2 to 3:30. Yes.
3:30 at FMH.
At the Cancer Center, yes.
Oh,
so
how fun.
If anybody wants to come in.
We may have to stop by and hear you on. That's so great. And the other thing I wanted to mention that I think is interesting is, and we didn't say it earlier, you have a fine arts degree.
I do.
That's so nice. Now, are you an artist?
I am.
And do you share that talent with any of the young people in your life that you're mentoring?
Actually, no. Thank you for asking that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, they're all...
What an opportunity.
They're so focused on computers and technology. That would be a great idea.
Love it.
Now you have me thinking.
See, it all started here. But, you know, when we think about the screen time, and, you know, we're all sitting in front of our screens.
Right.
What happened to the fundamental core values, if you will, of arts? And I'm a jazz vocalist, and I've made a recommitment to my own music this year. I'm going to get back into my music. It's been too long. And so, you know, and as I have my son, I try to encourage him, get away from the screens. But what a great way to get involved in art. So what is the medium that you prefer?
I love anything. I guess today acrylics are fairly easy. You know, you can go to the local craft store and get a box of acrylics and the paint nights, you know, they're fun. You can get your friends together and...
We should do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should do that with the Wish group. So Melissa also she has taken over this group that I got involved with, and I absolutely adore each and every one of them.
Yes.
And it's an amazing group of women. And what does Wish stand for?
Wish stands for Women Inspiring, Supporting, and Helping. And when the group was started 9 years ago, I was asked to do the brand, do the logo. And so through that process, wish came to fruition, and, you know, just kind of did some brainstorming over breakfast one morning, and there...
9 years later.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And we started as a networking group, and we still network, but our vision and passion, compassion, is just giving to the community, supporting each other. We've supported each other through life storms, and we just really love, you know, being involved in the community and giving back and doing what we can and doing business.
Well, I have to say, 2019 was a tough year for me in a lot of ways with our family and personally, but, you know, meeting Wish Group was one of the highlights of the year, really, truly.
That's awesome.
And I'm so grateful to have connected with you guys. So when we look at, I guess, you know, we're coming up on the top of the hour, and you've left a legacy. I mean, when you look at the difference that you're making through mentoring, through, you know, being somebody who's committed to empowering women, which is something I love. And I also think that it's important for us as women to understand that our lives work better when men around us are empowered as well.
Yes.
And I think sometimes we get so focused on empowering women that we forget that there are some men out there who are suffering, need help, perhaps need counseling, whatever it looks like.
Yes.
And it's important for them to get that. And I really encourage that it's a two-sided equation.
It is.
You
yes.
know, right?
Yes.
So what would you like to be known as when you leave? We used to say at Landmark Education, a shout out to them, and, you know, when you're all done and they throw dirt on your head, what do you want people to know you as or know you for?
The person that would be there, literally. I just want to be the person that somebody knew that they could call, contact, whatever it may be when they need it for whatever reason. I just want to be that support and reliable person that people could count on.
And you are that. I know you that way. And I think, you know, certainly when you look at the business relationships, it's actually very moving to me. You know, when you look at the business relationships and personal relationships, and I think when you get to the point we are in life, you know, I don't need a gazillion people. I know a gazillion people, but I don't need a gazillion people. I need a few great people
yes.
who I know I can count on.
Yes.
And it's been interesting in this journey with this leg because I've had to rely on people, and I don't do that well.
Right.
So I've had to reassess who am I willing to, one, call and say, hey, would you help me out? It's a short list, and including my husband. And two, who am I willing to be for others when I'm going to be the person that's going to be needed?
Yes.
Because when we help one another, it just all gets so much easier. So I think that's your legacy for your customers, the people you do business with, because they know
yes.
that you will be there.
Yes.
And, you know, I just really thank you for being here. It's been an amazing hour. And thank you for your friendship. And thank you for the difference you make in the community and all the different philanthropy that you do throughout the community, which is a long, long list. And once again, MJAC Designs, MJACHDesigns.com.
Yes.
They can find you there. And if you're a business owner, I recommend you reach out to Melissa. You never know. She may say yes. So amazing. You're the one I want to help.
Thank you.
And it's really an honor and a privilege to know you. And you're listening to Success Happens. This is Jennifer Charlton on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Have a great, awesome week.